Coach Fedora, thanks so much for being with us. I have to imagine that was a pretty happy locker room. I know it's been a frustrating couple weeks, but you guys able to come out on top tonight?
Yeah, it was a very happy locker room. A lot of guys that have put a lot of effort and a lot of work, and they've kept believing in each other, and they found a way to get a win tonight.
Coach Marquise Williams, second week in a row where he has just put up fabulous numbers. He ends up with 463 yards between his passing and running today, five touchdowns, and extraordinarily accurate in the pass game this evening.
Yeah, he did. I mean, all night he really did a really nice job of taking the ball where it was supposed to go. He took what they gave us. He didn't try to force it. Really did a nice job of checking the ball down when he needed to. And so he, you know, therefore, I mean, that's why we moved the chains the way we did. He did a great job of that.
Two guys, Coach, two playmakers who you thought may have big years. They've had some moments this year where T.J. Logan and Ryan Switzer, but they both had really fine games today. Logan, 75 yards rushing in the deciding touchdown, and Ryan with a career-high 136 yards and two scores in the pass game.
Yeah, two young kids that are still really young and continuing to make plays for us. So proud of what they're doing and how they're getting better each week.
Ethan brought this up during the broadcast, Coach. Your receivers were active in the pass game, but it seemed like they really blocked well tonight as well on the edge on a lot of those quick-hitting passes to the outside.
And they did. Coach Brewer has spent a lot of time emphasizing just do, you know, whatever your job is, do it and do it to the best of your ability. And I thought, you know, there were a lot of times on the perimeter where when we threw it out there just on a bubble or whatever it was, or a running game, I mean, those guys were locked up and did a great job.
Just four penalties tonight, Coach. I know that has to make you smile some after I know some of the frustration in that regard last couple of weeks.
Much cleaner than it has been, and proud of those guys to for cleaning it up and really just continuing to work at it.
What's been the key on third down? 19 of 32 now on third down the last 2 weeks.
Well, I would say, you know, one thing is we've stayed out of too many third longs. We did a much better job of running the ball in the last 2 weeks. Therefore, we were in more third and mediums and probably third and shorts than we had been in the past.
What do you take away from this defensively, Coach? Obviously, a lot of yards, a lot of points. It was a shootout type of game. Your defense did get a big three and out at one point in the second half, forced a turnover early. Kind of what's your feeling on that side walking away from this one?
Well, they did what they needed to do to win a football game, and that's all we needed to do because we're not going to face this offense again the rest of the year. And so we'll worry about it as we roll around next year. But right now, you know, I'm just happy that those guys did what it took to win the football game.
48-43, the final score. Carolina snaps a five-game losing streak to Tech and a four-game losing streak this season. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll talk to you this upcoming week.
Jones, I tell you what, and the crowd was instrumental in that last drive. I mean, they really were. I mean, it was you could feel the energy in the stadium. It was awesome.
Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora, inside the Continental Tire Coach's Corner. We're